Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or The Today Show or 100 other places, but I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Smart daters, welcome back to the podcast and this sweet mini episode where I'm going to tell you about what is a beige flag. We all know what red flags are. Sometimes I call flags yellow or pink flags if we're not exactly sure they're red flags, but it seems like it's like, not really sure. And then there's green flags, right? Of the things you really want in your relationship that are going to make you happy. Now, what is a beige flag? So a couple of months ago, I went on GMA on Good Morning America to talk about what a beige flag is. And it was inspired by TikTok, as so many new trends are. So if you look up hashtag beige flags online, there's hundreds of millions, I think, of views on beige flags. So what beige flags are is they started out a year ago where TikTokers would say beige flags were flags that somebody was really beige, boring, vanilla, any of those things. And for a side note, I love vanilla ice cream. I don't find it boring at all. And I wear a lot of beige as well. So, but beige flags were really to designate somebody that was a boring date. But as beige flags started to get talked about more and more with TikTokers, what we found is that the definition of a beige flag has morphed. Beige flags, what I talked about on GMA, now means it's kind of a fun fact or something quirky about you or your partner. So you can look up TikTok or on Instagram Reels, what are beige flags? So for example, one of the ones I talked about on Good Morning America, which happens to come from my 19-year-old daughter and her sweet boyfriend, we were talking about beige flags. And both of my kids, Max and Jaden, are 15 and 19. They're all over TikTok. They're like, oh, yeah, we know what beige flags are. So I said, what would a beige flag be in your relationship? And she said, well, when we watch scary movies, typically it's the girl that's supposed to go, I'm scared, right? But instead, he covers his eyes and puts his head in her shoulder. So she said, hashtag beige flag. My boyfriend puts his head on my shoulder and covers his eyes. Beige flag. So now, what we talked about on GMA, which I think was a really interesting spin on this, and what I want you to think about is, okay, let's say you can beige flag yourself. Like, what are your own quirky, endearing facts about yourself, right? Something that's kind of funny, like, oh, my, beige flag for Bella is I don't like tomatoes. I don't eat raw tomatoes ever, ever. If I make salsa at home, I blend the tomatoes in my Vitamix with the cilantro and the onions and all of that. But I don't like chunky tomatoes. If you're eating with me, you'll see if there's a caprese salad, I'll eat the burrata. So hashtag beige flag, don't like raw tomatoes, like pureed tomatoes, love pizza sauce, but that is my beige flag potentially. Now, where could a beige flag potentially be a harbinger for a red flag? That's really the thing I want you to think about. So let's say a hashtag beige flag for somebody you're dating is, oh, he's always so hungry that he eats the last bite of anything that we share and never asks me if I want the last bite. He's so hungry. Ha ha ha. Beige flag. Now, okay, that's a little strange, a little not courteous, right? To eat the last bite without asking, but we could beige flag it for the moment. Now, where that beige flag could ostensibly become a red flag is if you start to see more signs of this person who eats the last bite being selfish across a variety of different arenas. For example, if this person, when you're out at a restaurant, only orders for you and orders what they want to eat, right? All strange. So just people that seem to be me, 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 and everything is about me and what I want, that beige flag would turn into a red flag. So beige flags, fun fact about yourself, can be light, doesn't like chunky tomatoes. Great. What's your beige flag? Do you have a beige flag? We all have beige flags. Fun facts about ourselves, right? Now, when you're dating, looking out for somebody's quirks, right? Could it be a beige flag? Could it turn into a red flag? So keep these things in mind. And if it's ever a question, sign up for a consultation with us at smartdatingacademy.com, because these are the things that we do. We listen to your situation for 30 or 60 minutes, depending on what feels good to you. And we can help you determine, are you in a beige flag? Are you in a red flag? Is this your picker all over again? So I hope this gave you a really thorough explanation of what a beige flag is versus a red flag. And can a beige flag turn into a red flag? So if you like this episode, rate it. Give us 5 stars. We're looking for more great ratings. So we want to share our knowledge and we want to continue to do what we've been doing for you for going on 2 years now. So help us out. Spread the love. Share this podcast with people you love. Give us a rating. Listen more. We love you. And until next time, I bid you a day filled with psychotic optimism and wonderful things happening to you. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.